to deal is like overkill, cause I'm taking basketball about the box. Got the summer on lock, Big Three on Fox.
Oh yeah, it's about that time. Big Three taking over the Reasonable Doubt podcast. Shout out to Mark Garrigo. Shout out to Adam Carolla. I'm hanging out with league owner of the Big Three. Yay, yay, the one and only Ice Cube. What is good, Cube?
You know what's good, man. You know, it's playoff time coming.
Yeah, man.
So we excited. We ready to go.
Okay, so we're taking over this Reasonable Doubt podcast for a reason, and that reason is, of course, the Big Three playoff, the Big Three championship. Within the next 2 weeks, the Big Three is about to get bigger than ever. It's season two,
yes,
and we're getting ready all the way live on Fox. Cube, let's let, for the listeners that are tuned in right now that don't know what exactly the Big Three is, let's just let them know in a quick description, what is the Big Three?
The Big Three is professional three-on-three basketball played at the highest level by former NBA greats. We have Hall of Fame coaches played on half court. Games go to 50 points. Halftime is at 25. We got a great league going on. This is year two. 8 teams are in our league. And we're about to hit the playoffs, baby.
And the playoffs go all the way live on Fox. Cube, just even hearing the Big Three record, like as we introed in, you're the league owner and you're also able to, you know, input so much into your league and make it hit, man. Make it what I feel like other sports are lacking. You know what I'm saying? Like the hip of it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
The swag of it, you know what
yes.
I'm saying? And that's a pretty dope situation.
I mean, that was a big part of, you know, what we, you know, conceive. Me, Jeff Quinance, we really thought about, you know, how do we make it more entertaining than what people are used to, and really push that. And letting the players be themselves is a big deal. You know what I mean? Letting their personalities shine through by not encouraging trash talking, but allowing trash
right.
talking. And it's a difference. You know, we let guys.
Because it's like a little controlled in the NBA, man. It seems like these players have grown. They're men, all grown up, retired, but in a new place and where they are able to capitalize and take advantage of being who they really are, man. Their real personalities were able to shine. And that's what I've seen from the Big Three, is that these players are able to shine through the Big Three, man, and actually let out who they really are, man.
Without a doubt. You know, I think a lot of sports have gotten stale. The players are very robotic because they feel like they can't express themselves. You know, it starts to erode some of the passion, and we can't have that. You know, we wanted games that and teams that were very passionate, dudes going at it. We didn't want guys just dialing it in and being able to, I guess, express yourself on the court is part of the passion you need to play this game with.
Let's recap a little bit of season two, man. We're going into week 9 all the way live, American Airlines Center, Dallas, Texas, and it's going live on Fox. It's playoff time, man. You got Trilogy taking on Killer Threes, but here's the thing. We're going to still see more games on Friday all the way live,
yes.
But the playoffs are it's 4 teams: Power, Tri-State, Three's Company, and the Three-Headed Monsters. Very surprisingly, Ice Cube, the champions of the Big Three, Season 1 Trilogy, they didn't make the playoff. Did that surprise you?
It was very surprising. You know, I thought they were, you know, a stacked team. I thought they really, by playing together last year, had the edge.
What do you think they didn't have this season? What was it that was missing that this season, that last season it seemed like they were just they were undefeated. They were like bullying over everyone, man. They were just running over every single team that got it in their face, man.
Yeah, I think you know, they were in some tight games. It was a couple of games where they had to come from behind. You know, it wasn't a straight, you know, basically wire to wire, win for them every game. Some games they did have to come back, fight some adversity. I think this year they started off, for one, with a big bullseye on their back. You know, Rashad McCants, when he walked into the draft combine wearing a crown on his head, that put the league on notice.
For sure.
That
it looked like some players didn't like that, man.
Hey, man, some
honestly,
players
they weren't cool.
You know,
with
they
that.
Got a little, you know, a little edgy.
Yeah,
and they wasn't happy, and he wasn't backing down. He was like,
but
do
isn't
something
that kind
about
of dope,
it.
Cube? Isn't
do
that
something about
right.
it, right? You know, which is dope.
Yeah. Yes, yes, absolutely.
It is. I mean, and so they started off on a bad note. You know, they started off with Al Harrington. He was injured the first game, so. You know, they never was really at full strength. And then the next game, I believe, Rashad McCants got hurt. And then in that same game, Kenyon Martin got hurt. So it was, you know, they started off, you know, kind of slipping out the gate and never recovered.
Yo, also, too, man, a lot of new stars to the Big Three. And it seems like a lot of the new stars that entered the Big Three, Nate Robinson, Amari Stoudemire, Chris Anderson, the Birdman, Coach Cooper, Baron Davis, Andre Emmett, they're in the playoffs, man. They, you know, they're in teams that made these playoffs. Tri-State, you know, didn't even make the playoffs last year. And here they are, you know, with one of the best records in the Big Three. Any new player in the Big Three that stood out to you where, you know, you were like, wow, man, that's hell of impressive that this dude came into the Big Three. And look, man, he's about to possibly win the Big Three championship.
Oh, man. I was very surprised with, you know, Baron Davis just being able to come in and score. He hasn't played in about 4 weeks, though. So, you know, I'm not sure how that's going to play out for him. But I was surprised that he was just able to come in and automatically, you know, just be dominant. And, you know, you look at Big Baby Davis. I think he's picked up his game. He's gotten really used to you know, the Big Three game. Birdman, I think he's starting to have fun out there. So these guys, even Nate, you know, a guy who's smaller in stature, but who is, you know, built for the 3-on-3 game. So it's pretty cool to see these new faces come in. And the ones that do the right thing have success. You know, when you do the right thing, you should have success.
Cube, is it difficult being the league owner and being able to, like, make a prediction of who you think is going to win the Big Three championship this season? Or is that something you just stay away from, like, where being the league owner, like, it's out of, like, nah, I you know, you're just going to watch all the games and hope for the best of any team?
I mean, it's a little taboo. I don't root for any team. You know, I just want a good game. You know, I want a hard-nosed game. I want guys to play with passion. I want guys to play to win the game and to play hard for the fans. And, you know, I want a good game. You know, to me, the best thing is, you know, 48-48. Somebody call a timeout, and we're trying to figure out what's about to happen. You know, it's like that to me is what I root for over this team, over that team.
All right, man. So this Friday, it's all the way live on Fox. The Big Three playoffs is going down. Check out Nate Robinson. Check out Big Baby. Check out Chris Anderson, the Birdman. Andre Emmett. I mean, these guys are balling. And David Hawkins, man. I mean,
yes.
And it's so dope, man, because you got players that are, you know, battling it out for, you know, scoring titles, rebound titles,
yes.
Defense player of the year, steals. I mean, it's all there, man, and it's all there for you all the way live on Fox. Also, too, what's really dope, Cube, is the Big Three app, man. For those that for those that are tuned in and want all, I mean, you can get literally. I'm looking at all this information right here in front of me on the Big Three app. Whoever's running this Big Three app is doing a fantastic job, man. Honestly, man, I'm a big fan of the app.
Digital Dog, which is Snoop Dogg's company. His company, Digital Dog, helped put together this Big Three app, and it's incredible. And, you know, salute to Snoop for loaning us his team to help us with this app.
Yeah, and shout out, look at man, Ricky Davis won the scoring title. He scored 137 points this season in the Big Three.
Yes.
But he's not in the playoffs. See, that's the crazy thing, man, is like there's still players that no matter if they're playoffs or not, they're competing at a high level, man.
Carlos Boozer had a great year. Yes. You know, he had a lot of double-doubles. So, and he's not in the playoffs. So,
right.
You know, guys come to win and come to play hard.
And you know what, Cube, just really quick, man, on a side note, for those that do tune into the Big Three and that are going to be in Dallas for the Big Three, just know, man, like you never know who's going to pop up. We were in Atlanta and it was like All-Star Weekend, man.
Yes.
We had 2 Chainz, Wale, The Brat, Jermaine Dupri, DC Young Fly. I mean, there's so many. Chris Webber. You know, I got an exclusive with Chris Webber. I got to sit down and talk to Chris Webber and I asked him, Chris, can you see yourself in the Big Three? And he said, I see all my friends out there. I see my boys. Absolutely. Yes,
oh,
I
man,
can
come
see
on
myself.
With it.
You know what I'm saying? So, Q, I don't know if you knew that one, but I got to sit down with Chris Webber and ask him that. Is Big Three expanding, getting bigger, growing? We're going to talk about that in a bit. Let's get down with Ketino Mobley. We're going to have also Coach Cooper, who's in the – of course, Ketino Mobley, who's in the playoffs, and Coach Cooper, his first season in the Big Three coaching, and he's made the playoffs.
Yes.
And he's going to give us the insight of Baron Davis is going to be able to play on these playoffs, being there in the championship, hopefully if they make the championship, and it's all going down. We are taking over the Big Three, Reasonable Doubt. Shout out to Mark Garrigo, shout out to Adam Carolla, and shout out to the man, Ice Cube. Yes, the Big Three is taking over Reasonable Doubt. We're coming back with Ketino Mobley. All right, it's the Big Three taking over Reasonable Doubt with Garrigos and Adam Carolla. I'm hanging out with league owner Ice Cube, and to my right, Power is going down, playoff ready, the one, the only, Ketino Mobley. Ketino, how you feeling, man?
I feel good, man. I feel good. Getting ready for these playoffs.
Ketino had an amazing season, 9th in scoring, 96 points, man. Has everything been fun? Everything been exciting? A season 2, you've played every single game, man. You're the only player in the Big Three that has played every single game season 1, every single game season 2. Are you ready for the playoffs this Friday all the way live on Fox?
You know what? I'm super ready, man. Last year, we were banged up a lot. I heard y'all guys talking about Trilogy. You know, and they rubbed me wrong last year. You know
they
what I'm
did.
I
they
love
did.
Them dudes, but they rubbed me wrong.
What, you know, what was the most? What was it that rubbed you wrong, Ketino?
Well, for me, I'm a competitor, right? And I love those guys, but it was just the point of like, you know, Corey Maggette went down last year in the first game, first half. You know, Junkyard Dog, I didn't have the whole season, and I was just trying to will us last year to even, you know, finish third last year. So, you know, we wasn't full throttle as well. And there's a lot of teams, Rashard Lewis, they missed Jason Williams. So it was a lot of teams that Trilogy kind of like snuck past, you know what I mean, even though they were good. So, you know, this year, like Cube was saying, you know, Rashard, who's my brother, I love him, he came with a crown on at draft day. And, you know, it, right there, it was like, you know, spit was coming out of our mouths waiting to play them. So,
wow.
You know, it was like that kind of thing. You know,
I love
it. It's all about, you know, we're competitive. You know, we're not the new millennium. We guys, like, we're ready to fight. Like, that's how we are.
And how's it been with the addition of Chris Anderson, the Birdman, and of course, Coach Nancy Lieberman? I mean, what has she done to keep this team going and winning the games as successful as y'all been doing this season 2 of the Big Three, man?
Well, she's super positive, right? And her IQ is super high, so her and I get along, you know, very well when it comes to play calling or defensive schemes or whatever it is. And Corey Maggette, the MVP to me, you know, he's being Corey, right? He's being Corey, and it helps me out so much where I don't have to take so much, you know, load on my body like I did last year. So, you know, Chris Anderson, I mean, I can't say enough. Like, he comes in and he just does exactly what he's supposed to do, right? He blocks shots, rebound. He's full of energy, big baby, Q Rich. You know, we even have our guys like Xavier Salas and Ryan Gomes that just literally helps in text during the week. And, you know, Nancy's just, she's a Hall of Famer, man. She knows basketball. She played until she was 50.
Is it irritating to keep hearing the same question about her gender? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Is it like, is it starting to get on your nerves? Like,
I don't
it's
even
no
see that,
big Q. deal, guys.
Right? Yeah. I don't even see that, man. I just see it as, you know, it's she's an addition, a new addition to the Big
That's
Three.
That's why I'm asking, is it getting on his nerves?
Cuba's right. After every single game, people are like surprised that she's coaching men.
Right. Yes, right.
Like, women raised us.
Exactly.
What are we doing, right? She played till she was 50. So she knows dedication, right? You have to really dedicate. After a certain amount of, listen, when you get in your 30s, you have to be really dedicated with your body to be able to keep playing, running up and down. I don't care if you're playing basketball, whatever you're doing, kicking soccer, you know, football, whatever it is. Your body has to be in shape. And she's done it. And, you know, when people say that, it's just like, you know, I don't know if they're small-minded or not, but I mean, you know.
It's the way of the world, man. You know what I'm saying?
And also, they don't know what to ask.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like
they just want to start conversation.
You know what I mean? How do you rate her as a communicator?
Oh, she's
as a coach.
She's up there at the top. She's definitely up there at the top. She'll call you during the week. She'll ask you, you know, what did you see? You know, what plays do you like? You know, did I skip something? Like, she's not afraid. She doesn't micromanage.
Yes.
She's not afraid to say, I didn't know it. What did you see?
Right.
And when you're like that and you're with other veterans out there, you know, I mean, you're selfless. You're like, listen, I just want to be the best I can be. So if you can help me do that, cool. Let's do it. That's how she is.
Yo, Catino, not only are you top 10 in points, also assists, steals, and blocks. You got a big matchup against you guys. You guys are taking on David Hawkins, Amari Stoudemire, Nate Robinson, and Tri-State, of course, coached by Dr. J, living legend Julius Erving.
Are you worried? I mean, they beat you guys week three.
They're the only team that gave you guys your loss.
Are you guys, is that in the back of your mind at all, or are you just wanting revenge?
You know what, Krube, I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm never worried about a team and how we played them. We had them down. We had them down 9, and I didn't play well. Actually, it's not that I didn't play well. Corey Maggette had an amazing game, and we only had 4 guys. Okay, we only had 4 guys because one of our guys got hurt, so we played the bulk of the minutes, and they were kept rotating, and they beat us. If you look at it, they beat us with a step back 3. Right where you were sitting at.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, they're a good team, and we're going to come out, and, it won't be soft next time. You know, baby, myself, you know, we just didn't play as well, and Corey was the one that was holding us down.
Cube, is it wrong for me to say, I mean, I have a prediction for the Big 3 championship. And I mean, honestly, man, I think all the teams are great in the Big 3. All these teams are playing really hard to get to these playoffs. But I've said it, you know, a few games ago, there's something about power, man, that is so smooth, man. The way you guys have been playing. I mean, I'm just to sit there and watch you guys. It's amazing for me to just see, you know, how smooth you guys and the rhythm that you guys
and it
just built game after game. And I know Nancy Lieberman has a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. Seems like she gets in your and you guys are just able to get in your groove. Like, you know, she talks to you guys. You guys run and you guys run a hell of a great game, man. So I'm putting my money on Power Cube.
Hey, you know, you're a fan and you can see with your own eyes.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely a fan.
I mean, Power is a great team. They're the number one seed for a reason. And it's going to be a great matchup because Tri-State, you know, has a star-studded team too. Mm-hmm. And so I just can't wait to see this matchup on Friday.
Absolutely, man.
What do you like about Tri-State? What do you like about their team? What do they do well?
Well, I think they utilize Nate pretty well, right, in the pick and rolls. And it helps him out because it's 3-on-3, right? So it's more of an open court for him. They can rest because they have Amari and they have Jermaine O'Neal in the post. Mm-hmm. So their guards can rest them. You know, I think their star is, Hawkins, you know.
Yeah, David Hawkins.
You know, you got to make him take tough shots and make him play a little bit. And, you know, you have a better chance of defeating him, because then, you know, Nate will try his best to overtake the game once he sees that, and you know it kind of falls into your own hands because he's you know, he plays with passion and emotion.
Why do you think they're 5-3? And we gotta get Cooper in here. Why do you think they're like 5-3? Why do you think they've dropped 3 games with a roster that great?
Well, I think like I said before, right? And I'm Corey Maggette is my brother, but I think I'm the more mental leader on the team. And if, you know, the guy who's handling the ball the majority of the time or calling the plays has to be mentally tough. And I think sometimes they, you know, they just get a little childish with their emotions, opposed to like staying the course of a game. Mm-hmm. You know, you can cuss out a little bit, you can do this, whatever, but you got to click back into the game, because basketball is so it's you have to have amnesia. You got to be quick. Forget it and let's go. Forget it and let's go. Right. And what they do is they dwell on the last play.
Yeah.
And it accumulates. Right. Before you know it, you're not down four, you're down seven.
Right.
Right? And it's not a full basketball game. This is 3-on-3. So 25, 50, game over, done.
That's right.
You know? And once they understand that, to be a little more mentally tough, I think that's where it'll help them out even more.
Not looking past Tri-State whatsoever, but being that you guys do get past Tri-State, we go to Week 10, we go to Brooklyn, New York, all the way live on Fox for the Big 3 World Championship. Are you looking more forward to playing a Three's Company or the Three-Headed Monsters?
I'm just looking for Tri-State right now. Nice. Like, I really don't care about everybody else. Like, Tri-State is who I want, right? And I'm coming. I'm coming for them.
Yo, Catino, what could you say to the listeners right now tuned in, you know, that's been the most pleasurable part of playing for Ice Cube's Big 3 this season?
I just love the camaraderie. Like, we're a family, right? It's Black excellence, right? Cube started something that's like, I'm laying in my bed every night like, wow, I can't believe he thought of this, right? Like, it's just an amazing situation that's going on for all of us. And, you know, the way Cube accommodates us, the way the league is run, right? The way what guys, like, literally guys are really trying their hardest. They're dedicating their bodies every single week. And it's not just for the pride of, like, the fans, but it's, like, literally, like, Cube is our brother. So we respect him, so we got to respect ourselves, so we can go out there and you got to put a good product on the floor. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what it is that brotherhood, and I'm just happy to be involved.
Cube, man, what do you think about that when you hear one of the players of the Big 3 saying that?
I feel good because I feel like I'm doing my job for them. You know, it's setting the stage and making it a great environment to come play basketball and come, you know, extend your brand in a lot of ways. And so, you know, taking ownership of the league, you know, Ice Cube's Big 3, it's the Big 3. You know, the league exists because of the players, because of the coaches. And, you know, I'm just a guy who knows how to set the stage up. So, you know, that's what I want to see. I want to see the players and the coaches take ownership of this league like it's theirs and not mine. And that's when I'll be, you know, extremely happy.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Big 3 taking over Reasonable Doubt, hanging out with co-captain Catino Mobley. Catino, let the fans know right now why this Friday, all the way live on Fox, it's playoff time, season 2 of the Big 3, why everybody must be tuned in watching Power taking on Tri-State, man.
Well, listen, man, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be entertaining. And guys are going to be very competitive when it comes to this game. So this is the playoffs, and, you know, I'm pretty sure guys are working out this week to get ready for Friday. And, you know, they're going to see some really good basketball.
There it is, man. The legendary Catino Mobley, Power. Check them out this Friday, all the way live on Fox. Tri-State takes on Power. Game 3, all the way live, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking over the Reasonable Doubt, Garrett Goes, and Adam Carolla. This is the Big 3.
Cool.
All right.
Got my notes like a coach.
As you should. As you should.
I got to tell you a story.
Great. You ready?
I've been throwing laugh. Some cans. Just it's better to keep you in the mic.
These mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can hear good.
And then if you grab that mic, it'll tilt upwards.
Yep.
There you go.
Perfect. How do I sound?
You sound good. They're super directional, though, so stay right up in it, okay?
All right.
All right. You guys take it away when you're ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1. And it's going down. The Big 3 taking over Reasonable Doubt. Shout out to Mark Garagos, Adam Carolla. I'm hanging out with league owner of the Big 3, of course, needing no introduction, Ice Cube. And to my right, this man must have an introduction. He's a 5-time NBA world champion with the Showtime Lakers, 1987 Defensive Player of the Year, and the only person to win a title in the NBA, WNBA, and the D-League. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mr. Showtime, Michael Cooper!
Here in the house with my socks still high.
That's right.
Cool, man. I mean, just giving you that introduction, man, what does that make you feel like, man? NBA world champion, WNBA world champion, D-League world champion, Big 3 world champion?
Oh, for sure. I'm going to say that right now. That's something that we're going to accomplish. Obviously, there's some teams that we have to beat, get over. We've got to get by Three-Headed Monster this upcoming Friday. But championships is what it's about. And that was taught to us back in when we were playing with the Lakers with Pat Riley in the 80s. And when we lost in 1984, he said, listen, you got to commit yourself to the game fully. And we did that and came back 85. So winning championships is something I know. And again, one of the luxuries and the pleasures I have as a coach is trying to pass that on to players. And our players at Three's Company so far have kind of grabbed hold of it and understand it, and we're going to make a run for it.
Well, it's a definite hell of a welcome for your first season in the Big Three to be right here in title contention, you know, playoffs on Fox. I mean, it's got to be a great feeling, Coop.
Well, first of all, it's a great feeling, only for the fact that Cube made this possible for me. I was sitting at home, and all of a sudden things came about, and I got a call from him and Clyde, and he was like, Coop, you want to be part of this? And sure, I jumped in, heads in.
Yeah, likewise, bro. I was at home biting my nails, like, when am I going to get this gig already, man? When am I going to start announcing?
Now, I've always admired you as a coach. You know, I've watched you communicate, and, you know, I saw you win two championships with the Sparks, and, you know, I always knew that you was a great communicator. We've seen each other in passing here and there. And I've always, in the back of my mind, said if a job pops open, Cooper is a great candidate. For once, I want to get Laker, you know, down with the Big Three.
Yeah, man.
You know, because I'm a big-time Showtime Laker fan. And I remember one time going to a game at the Forum, and I don't know if you remember, across the street from the Forum, it was like a little stop and go kind of liquor store, you know, right on the corner. And I guess he was a ball boy, or one of your guys came in. He had some white Nikes with a purple swoop on it, and it had Coop on the back. And he was this close. He was this close from getting beat out them out them shoes. We was like, "Yo, man, them are Cooper shoes he have." But we felt like, "Nah, Coop's late. That's the man. He needed shoes. We ain't gonna beat the man for his shoes." But we was this close. I always remember that. I always remember coming. You know, we got into the biggest game I was able to get into was Lakers played the Celtics regular season game. You know, whenever the Lakers played the Celtics, you, in the back of your mind, you worried like, yo, these dudes are actually good. You know, I mean, these dudes, if we don't play right, can actually beat the Lakers, even though the Lakers are amazing. And you shut Larry Bird down that game. I mean, he couldn't get nothing. And I was like, Cooper, man, he got that lockdown defense.
Look. Thank you, Q. First of all, I'd like to say that being a good defensive player starts with the fundamentals of the game, going back to high school and whoever taught you that way. But I've always said this about myself being a good defensive player. I couldn't have been a great defensive player without a very good basketball team behind me. Because there was many times where Larry would get by me, but Worthy would be there, Magic would be there, and allow me to get back into the play. So our team was committed to winning, and it was committed to supporting everybody on the team. But, Cube, that's a long story, because that liquor store, I think it's still there.
Yeah, it's
but
still
that's
there.
Way, way back. You tested my memory now as an old person.
That's great, man. Coop, what can you say, you know, is the difference in coaching from, you know, NBA, WNBA, D-League, and now here at the Big Three? Like, what's something that you can say, like, man, this is something that's a different experience from the Big Three?
Well, it's only one end of the court you have to work with. And you don't have to run the 94 feet to the other end, so you don't really have to combine your game as far as coaching offense and defense and kind of intermingling. It's all already intermingled. The one thing I love about it is that it's right in front of us. I think our players, especially the players that I've been coaching, want to win. And there's when you want to win, you're listening to your coach. And again, I do, as Cube say, give our players a little bit more freedom to say what's going on the court. Barron, the last two games, haven't played, but he's been there being supportive and actually been more coaching than I have been up. But there is a concept that goes into this. It's not just one-on-one basketball. And I think the teams that are in the playoffs, the Three-Headed Monsters, Tri-City State, and ourselves, they have to work as a team. And I think that's the biggest part, is I've been able to get our five guys, six guys to work as a team, even though there's three players out there at one time.
for the Baron Davis fans that are tuned in right now? Because there's a lot of them out there that are wondering, including myself, man, is Baron playing in the playoffs?
Can't give up our secret. Can't give it up. I'm holding my cards close to this. Right. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, though. Baron is itching to get out there, and if everything goes well the next couple of days, he will be in Dallas with us. But you know what? Keep that a mystery. People got to come out and see.
I noticed that when you first week or two, you were kind of staying back and kind of gauging what the team was and what they needed and what they really needed from you. And then as the weeks went on, 3, 4, you started to let them know that, hey, you know, the honeymoon's over. Now it's time to be coached. And how did you make the decision to actually, you know, take the reins, you know, more than just a new guy kind of figuring it out? Because the structure of the Big Three is a little different. Mm-hmm. Player captains have a lot of power and control over who they play with. Coaches have a lot of control over who hits the floor when. And so it's a dance. It's a, you know, you have to work it out to really be able to be effective. And so how were you able to make that transition to become from, you know, being a guy that felt kind of like a fill-in to a guy who was like, this is my team and, you know, I want to coach this team to a championship?
Well, Q, first of all, I started with you because I came and, you know, when we first talked, I asked you how to go about it. He, you know, gave me some instructions. Just let the players be themselves. And then Clyde was very instrumental on me understanding the league. DeMar Johnson was the biggest key for us as far as showing me how that goes. And I think as I sat back and watched a little bit and started noticing where I can make a imprint on the team when the team gets in 5 fouls instead of us shooting jumpers. Now it's time to take it to the basket. You get the score and you get the ball back. So those little circumstances like that really have set in on me. And now when I step forward and I say a couple of things to the players and maybe something works, then they look a little bit more toward me as far as, okay, coach, what's next? So it's been a slow process, but it's one that I'm slowly but surely getting my hands around. And Cube, as you said, it's not necessarily my team. It's our team. And right. I think we see it like that. And we're able to make those adjustments. Baron drew up a great play the last game we played, and we actually scored. So they felt like they have a responsibility to that. And then my job is just to stay on the officials and hopefully make the right substitutions.
It's like anything, man. Yep. Like, I guess building trust with each other. Mm-hmm. And it'll all come together, you know. This Friday, it is Game 4 all the way live on Fox. Playoffs, Season 2 of the Big Three. You guys are taking on the three-headed monsters. And let's go back to the game where you guys did play.
Do we have to go back?
It's just good information, man. You guys went back and you guys played. And you guys were up 47-46 until Jamario Moon hit that four-point shot. Oof. And that's you know, one of the major factors of the Big Three is that there is a 4-point shot, man, and you can win a game on you could be down 4 points, hit a 4-pointer, and that's it, man. It's a wrap.
And Tattoo, that's what I was telling him. I was telling Andre to get up on him because Jamario had the basketball. And again, it was a shot right in front of the Cube that he hits the shot. And I mean, you can never take any possession for granted here. You got to get up. Even if it's a non-shooter, anything can happen. Although it was a bank shot, and you got to call those in my 3-on-3 days. It went in. But those are the type of games that we're having. And, you know, I'm just glad that we get this opportunity to see them again.
Yeah, you know, it was a great game back and forth. Felt like a powerhouse heavyweight fight. And, you know, it was a game that you want to see. You want to see a game that goes down to, you know, both teams had point game.
Right.
Actually, Three's Company had the lead. So, you know, it's exciting basketball. You can't, like Coop said, you can't take a possession off because you never know. You know, those four-pointers are momentum changers. And they're very deadly. You know, whether you're behind or ahead, they definitely change I would say the momentum of the game.
Absolutely. Even the way the crowd reacts. I mean, the crowd reacts, they go wild over a 4-point shot.
Yeah.
Cube, but at some point you got to go in and tell yourself that's what the 4-point circle was invented for. I mean, you know, a team can just be
without
like
a doubt
on top.
you know, we knew with this, with the big three, we wasn't sure, you know, if we was going to have a lot of dunks and a lot of high flying things that get the crowd excited. So we wanted to have a unique part of our game that could get the crowd excited. We picked circles for a reason. You know, an arc would be, it would be too many attempts, and it would be guys would get tired, step out of bounds, and just arc it up, you know. So we felt like a circle is defendable, you know. You see a guy trying to make it over to that circle, gives the defender enough time to try to defend the shot. And it's worked out well because there are not a lot of them. You know, there's just enough to keep the game interesting.
Coop, I get excited when we hit a four-point shot. I love that shot there.
Coop, man, before we let you go, keys to victory going in Dallas playoffs this Friday all the way live on Fox.
Obviously, you have to score. I think that's going to be a big key. But there's two things that are missing that I think the teams that don't do well in the big three is that, one, you got to play some defense. Shot attempts are different here. As in the NBA, if you shoot a shot and it's the air ball, it doesn't hit the rim or they take it out or something, those are layups for other teams. So my thing for our team is that anytime you shoot a shot, and I don't care what kind of shot, you got to hit the rim. That way they got to clear it back. The third thing is, and the most important one to me, is rebounding. And I think that's a lost art because everybody's just jacking the ball up. But the teams that are successful, and again, that's one thing about the three-headed monster. Reggie Evans is a very good rebounder, and we got to rebound the basketball to get second shots and to keep them on for one attempt.
Cube, are you surprised that the three-headed monsters went as far as they did without Rashard Lewis this season with his injury? Of course, like he got injured early in the season, and here they are right back in the playoffs, a possible, you know, championship, and going up against Michael Cooper's Three's Company.
Oh, yeah. You know, I knew that they would be very hungry on how they lost last year. You know, he was ahead in the championship game and let Trilogy come from behind to win. So I knew they were hungry. I knew they played hard. But when Rashard went down, I felt like, you know, he was the MVP of the league last year. He almost, I think scored like 170 points, you know, as our scoring leader.
Yeah.
So I felt like, you know, how can you replace that? And first game, Jamario Moon comes out and scores 24 points. And I think it gave them a boost, a mental boost of next man up, you know, we still going to do it. I'm surprised that they are 7-1. You know, I thought they would drop another game or two, but I'm not surprised that they're in the Final Four. And it's going to be a hell of a game.
It is, man.
Tattoo, can I add something to that, too?
Sure, and
I think Cube hit that right on the head. But one thing that team, three-headed monsters, two things they do. One is they don't beat themselves. They get out there and they play hard. And then the second and most important thing, and that's a coach's job, Gary Payton gets after them guys. He keeps them motivated. He keeps them fired up. He doesn't let them take possessions off. And that's why they're where they are now, the best team in the league.
So there's a lot of respect. Yeah. There's definitely a lot of respect, man. You got to love it. You guys, make sure you are tuned in all the way live on Fox. It is going down. Season 2 of the Big 3 playoffs are here. Coach Coop's Three's Company takes on Gary Payton's three-headed monster, and you must watch it all the way live on Fox. Coach Coop, thank you so much for being a part
of
the Big 3 takeover, Reasonable Doubt. We're coming back with a wrap-up here with your boy Tattoo and Ice Cube. This is the Big 3 Takeover. And it's the Big 3 Takeover. Reasonable Doubt, of course, Mark Garagos and Adam Carolla. We're taking over, man. They gave us the keys. They gave Ice Cube the keys, man. I'm just here holding it down, man. But Ice Cube, Big 3 playoffs are going down this Friday all the way live on Fox. Make sure that you get your tickets at Big3.com. That's once again, Big3.com. Get your tickets. Mention hashtag Big 3 Playoffs. Download the Big 3 app. I promise you, man, you will have so much fun on this Big 3 app, from the stats, the stands, to the league scorers, rebound. Everything is here, man. Highlights, videos. You got to love it. And Ice Cube has a Big 3 music coming?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, we always, you know, putting something together. We were putting together the Big 3 mixtape. We got some artists that's dope. We're going to put that together with Interscope. So that's pretty cool. And, man, you know, the Big 3 is all about entertainment. Got my man Baby Bash in the house.
Yes, sir,
hey,
man.
Hey. Who's laced us in Houston and really, you know, set the tone for the big three and set us off right.
Baby Bash, man, you were there. You performed. You were in the middle of the court. You saw, you, man, I seen you out there hooping up when you were taking pictures with legends like Dr. J, man. What was the environment getting in front of all those fans, man?
Well, being a part of the big three, which is a great idea. I mean, for me as a sports fan and a music fan, it's a big integration. And it's top-notch level basketball because I played college basketball before, so I'm a real hooper. So to be around that alone was one thing. And then to be able to perform at halftime and watch people sing along with it and just being the kickoff of the next season. And it's a great energy. It's a great event. It's more than just a sporting game. It's an event to bring family, children. And it's so cool to see top-notch competitive basketball playing. And I'm so proud of Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The oldest player in the league, balling.
49.
And you put me up on game with Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, man. Like,
I mean,
Bash was putting me up on game. And, you know, this man spent 9 years in the NBA. And Bash was telling me, like, yo, man, like, that don't seem right. But he was, like, he's the first Colin Kaepernick, man.
He got blackballed,
without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And it's just dope to learn. Like, you know, you see these players, you don't know where they went. Cube, this was something that... are you planning on adding like more to the big three? Like, you know what I mean? Where the players went in the years before they got to, because there's got to be a story where they left off in the NBA, where they went, and now they're here in the big three, man. I mean,
definitely. You know, we really tried to this year expand our shoulder programming. Shoulder programming is like those specials, the, you know, inside the big three and all these things that get you hyped up. We couldn't get it done this year with Fox, but we plan on getting it done next year where we have shows during the week where we can highlight our players. We can highlight matchups that's coming up. We can go over recap, you know, last week's matchup. So we are working on shoulder programming. We're working on expanding the league. You know, coming with 12 teams instead of 8, possibly playing on 2 nights a week instead of 1, 3 games a night. So we are thinking about expanding the league.
And Cube, you know, another thing is like I think the fans that are watching on Fox, the fans that are paying when they get into these arenas, they don't really know what's to come as well as far as the entertainment factor. We've had E-40, Too Short.
Yes.
We've had so, like when, like I said, when, I mean, so many celebrities come out to the big three, man, from NBA players to you know, other football NFL stars to entertainers, singers. It seems like...
One dude said it's like a boxing event. You know what I mean?
It's
you
an
got
event.
All these
exactly.
different, you know... Different walks of flavor walking in, checking out the game, and the game has its own flavor. So,
and I just think a lot of the fans don't know that this is going on in halftime of the big three. You know, we're over here getting performances by multi-platinum selling artists, man.
I mean, you know, we wanted to come to town, and we saw this as like a mini all-star game where we would come to town, get the city excited. We're doing things in the community like the Ricky Davis Legacy Foundation. It's feeding the homeless. We got a Junkyard Dog with the Young Three. We have entertainers like Baby Bash coming through. Not only watching the game, but sometimes they'll grab the mic and do a song or two. And that's what we want to create, that kind of festive event, because you never know when we come into your city. You never know when we're going to be back. So when the big three is in your town, come check us out.
And basketball is in a shirt and tie sport, man. It's hit, man. It's swag, dog. You know what I'm saying?
On top of the event, as far as the celebrityism and the vibe with the kids and the families and the games are so competitive. I'm telling you, dog, I'll be into them games. Like that was the way they – whoever invented the scoring and how it should score, like up to 50, 25 halftime –
It's genius, man,
because it's so competitive. Like, and it seems funny because the team that won it last year didn't even make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, that's how competitive.
So there ain't going to be no monopoly. They're going to reboot every year, right?
Every year, you got to, you know, that team is going to have to redraft. They're going to have to send their draft players back to the pool.
Right.
Redraft and try to beat the new champions of this year.
And is there an age limit?
You got to be over 30.
Okay.
And for the new Big Three fans, there is a Big Three championship trophy. There is Big Three championship rings. There is a Big Three championship all-star. I mean, you know what I mean? There is an MVP. I mean, this is legit as it gets. Ice Cube, before we get on out of here, Big Three video game? possible?
Oh, man, that's a dream. We are working on it. We're talking to a few video companies, you know, the top ones, you know, like 2K, EA Sports and things like that. And hopefully we can figure it out. You
more
know?
Big three
right
teams.
Right now, individuals are starting to just put our sleeves on the 2K game.
Yeah.
So there's a hunger for it. I think the game will be amazing. You can grab, you know, not only big three players, but players from any era of basketball and put them together. You know, I think stuff like that would make this game amazing.
It would remind me of, remember that the game that was 2-on-2 with a big hit?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
was it? Jam session. NBA yeah, Jam. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This would be tight like that. Yeah, it'd be tight like that.
I know Big 3 fans want to know this from the league owner, Ice Cube, man. Potential players coming to Big 3?
Oh, well, we don't want to talk about that.
All right, all right.
Let's just talk about the players
there
we
is.
Got.
There it
and,
is, man.
And, you know, all through you know, the offseason, you'll hear about anybody we sign. You know, you'll get it first, definitely on the Big 3 app.
I love it, man. I had it, like I said, man, I did have a chance to talk to Chris Weber, man, and he said, man, I see myself playing in this league right here, Big 3. You guys, it's week time.
Spilling the beans.
All the way live, ladies and gentlemen. It's going down American Airlines Center, Dallas, Texas. You can watch us live on Fox. You can download the Big 3 app. You can follow us on social media at the Big 3. That's our Instagram. That's our Twitter. That's our Snapchat. League owner Ice Cube, thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby Bash, Katino Mobley, Coach Cooper, Michael Cooper. Make sure you are watching the playoffs all the way live on Fox. This is the Big 3 Takeover right here on Reasonable Doubt Radio. Garagos and Corolla, Cube, Bash, your boy Tattoo. Thank you so very much. We'll see you this Friday at the playoffs. This is Big 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Three. Now that's a magic number. Got the homies ballin' out for the whole damn summer in that four-point circle with that ghost ball of purple. If you check the roster, got a three-head monster. Now them killer threes are like killer bees. Start dropping threes like trilogies, like companies, like P.I.G.s. Got them ball hogs hogging that three-on-three. We got the power to do it, P.I.G. We got Tri-State coached by the D.O.C. So don't hate. I'm Baron Davis and Nate. It's Nancy Lieberman, head coach leading men. Is that Kmart? Well, he's parked in his spot. And who do you think you are? Mr. Big Shot, coach by the glove. Commissions the glide. Coach by the oak. Coach by the Iceman. No fight tan. Had to warn Rick Mahorn. They told Rick Barry half court looks scary, but it ain't. Unless you caught in the paint, getting drug on the heels of Jermaine O'Neal. See, when I got the pill, it's like soul for real. Cause when I start to deal, it's like overkill. Cause I'm taking basketball about the box. Got the summer on lock, Big 3 on Fox.